Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings reputation rides with you.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
By any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low, or you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Score remembers the life and times of our teammate, Doug Buffone. Rest in peace, 55. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 70 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Chicago Wolves host Utica in the playoffs this Wednesday and Friday night at Allstate Arena. Baseball fans, it's another day and another Chicago prospect getting called up. Addison Russell, ranked as one of the game's premier shortstops, will play second base tonight as he debuts for the Cubs in their 6:05 first pitch in Pittsburgh. So what would Joe Maddon say to a young star prospect before they make their debut?
What I told KB the other day was just to play hard and have fun. I respect 90 and have fun. I pretty much thought it's in the same thing. So here's the thing. I think a lot of people are expecting you to give them this really elaborate speech on what it takes to be a Major League Baseball player. I think they innately know what that means or what they need to do. And for me to put other thoughts in it could just be counterproductive.
670thescore.com. You can hear Joe Maddon in full with Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff from earlier this afternoon. Blackhawks host Nashville tonight, game four of their first round matchup at United Center. They're looking to go up 3-1 on the Predators. Steve Conroy previews that game next with Dan and Barry. Other NHL playoffs this evening, Detroit hosts Tampa. The Islanders take on Washington. And out west, the Flames play host to Vancouver. NBA, the Bulls have a couple of days off. This is their first of those. They went up 2-0 on the Bucks last night in their best of seven series. Game three Thursday night in Milwaukee. NBA games tonight. Cavaliers host Boston. The Raptors take on the Wizards. And Rockets trying to take a 2-0 lead on Dallas. Mike Budenhauser of the Hawks named the league's Coach of the Year earlier today. And the NFL schedule comes out later this evening. Early leak has the Bears being in Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Golfsmith. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. And you can join 670 The Score, Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff, Thursday at Golfsmith in Chicago from 9 to 1 for the grand opening. Enter for your chance to win Eagle Ridge Golf Vouchers brought to you by Golfsmith. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is at 6:35 today when the Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
Scores and Bernstein.
At it again.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Doug Buffone has died at the age of 71, and we're all extremely sad about it. It sucks.
Yeah, not just a big part of the Score family, but a big part of Chicago sports history. A guy that everybody liked. When you think of Doug, you think of a very sweet guy, a funny guy. When you were around Doug, you laughed a lot because Doug liked to make fun of himself. He liked to laugh. And he was a sweet guy.
Score football expert Hub Arkish.
You know, I've heard a lot of what's been said today, and it's all true. And he brought a passion to this thing like nobody I've ever been around. We've been friends since the end of his career. He loved Chicago, and he loved the Chicago Bears. And when he got mad, you always knew it wasn't personal and it wasn't unfair. He only went off like that when they deserved it. And I think the people at Hallis Hall understood that and respected it.
Lawrence Holmes joins us.
It's very rare to find someone who can at the same time be feared, respected, and loved all at the same time. And Doug would do that. A beautiful man and a beautiful soul. And we're all so lucky to have been around him.
Terry Bores.
I've met an awful lot of people doing this job over the years and the job I had before. And I can honestly say, I used to tell Doug that he was my childhood hero. I mean, as much as I loved him when I was, I loved him even more as an adult and getting to know him over these years. And it's really been my honor.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Dan Bernstein. Barry Rosner.
Stop yourself.
That's not a way now.
Bores and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Time now to preview tonight's game. It's yet another 8:30 start.
Ugh. Yeah, thanks very much.
Blackhawks and the Nashville Predators, and here to tell us about it is Comcast Sportsnet's Steve Conroyd on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Steve.
Danny, Barry, hello. How are you guys today?
Doing well and uncertain as to whether or not the Blackhawks will have the proper response for what we believe is going to be Game 7 intensity from their opponent at the outset.
Well, it's going to have to be for Nashville because they lose tonight. You know, you get down 3-1 to a Chicago Blackhawks team. It doesn't get much worse than that. So, you know, they feel that they played okay last game, not good enough. They thought they should have gotten more chances directed towards Scott Darling. They felt, even though they outshot the Blackhawks, they didn't really test the rookie netminder at his first NHL postseason start. So, you know, look for them to get bodies and pucks to the net and, a desperate hockey team. And, you know, I think good thing for the Hawks, they had such a good start that last game. And they took an early penalty, but it was just a really strong kill, a masterful kill. And Marian Hossa had a chance shorthanded, and they got the crowd into it. And I think it really kind of energized the team. And you can do that with your special teams, especially a penalty kill. A good penalty kill can lift the bench. And I think it certainly did that last game.
Steve, this is a team with a lot of passengers right now, some because they're just not very good anymore, and I'll name those names after you get off the off the air so you don't get blamed for it. And some guys that just aren't given that effort. You see Hossa at 36. I don't know at what age, Steve, you found out that you'd reached down for something and it just wasn't there anymore. I'm amazed at 36 that he could skate the way he did the other night. He dominated that game from start to finish, and he absolutely set the tone for this team.
Well, he did. And, you know, I think looking back on my career, Barry, I think I was 32 turning 33, and I could tell I was losing a stride. You know, I was losing that step, and the NHL back then, and we're talking about mid-90s, wasn't near as fast as it is now. Mm-hmm. It's just a much quicker game. And yet he's leading the pack, whether it's on the forecheck, whether it's on the backcheck. He is a really unique human specimen, and it's inspiring to these guys. And, I mean, you know, even a guy like Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, they're in their mid-20s. They are in the prime of their careers, and they look at a guy who's, you know, a dozen years older and working as hard as anyone out there. So I think you're right. I think it not only got the crowd into it, it certainly got the team into it. And, you know, whether or not there was a bunch of passengers after that, I'll let you guys debate. But I know it inspired that line. And that Jonathan Toews, Brandon Saad, Marian Hossa line was effective each and every time they got on the ice.
It appears that the Predators are preferring to swarm the puck carrier as he reaches the blue line. And as he enters the zone, it almost looks like a box from some of the analysis that I've seen. And in an effort to combat that, the Hawks were employing a drop pass. And it's something we've seen them use with a lot of success in their speed game, sometimes in the neutral zone, that dropping it off, then waiting up is a way to counterattack a swarming defense as they reach the zone. Is that something you think we'll continue to see? Because it appears like they're pretty good at it when they set their minds to it and their spacing is right.
Well, you know, where you really see that, Dan, is on the power play, and they'll bump it back sometimes, because what you try and get the defenders doing, and in this case the penalty killers, is standing still. And, you know, you bring the puck up with speed, and they're trying to, you know, make a stance at the blue line, and then you bounce it back to a guy who's got a ton of speed, and then all of a sudden, you know, the defenders have to readjust a little bit. They try to regain some ice, you know, close the gap, and that's a tough thing to do. Now, in five-on-five situations, I'm sure it's happened, but I know from the Blackhawks' perspective, they really want to attack with speed. And if the play's not there, they want to get it deep. The last thing they want to be doing is bumping it back, because when you get five guys thinking offense, and if it's an even-strength situation, right, and you happen to turn it over when you drop the puck, that normally spells bad things about to happen, and it's you know, going to be a chance the other way. So, you know, I think I've seen it more when they're on the power play, pushing it back, dropping the puck, and then, you know, that trailing guy should have a ton of speed, and you try to get the guy standing still at the opposition blue line. I've really been impressed with Nashville in the offensive zone. You talk about swarming the puck. They have really swarmed the puck when they've dumped it in. They've established a pretty good forecheck, sending a couple of guys at a time, even towards one of our defenders, one of our defensemen trying to break the puck out. And they've created a lot of havoc, not so much last game, but certainly in games one and two. They forced a lot of turnovers by the Blackhawks, and I thought that was maybe the biggest improvement in the Hawks game, was cleaning up the breakouts, cleaning up their own end of the rink as far as, you know, coming out with speed, coming out with the puck, and not giving those, you know, chances inside their own blue line.
Steve, defensemen are frequently blamed when there's a turnover down low, but as you said, if they're sending two or three guys, your forwards have got to be back to give them a place to go. And I thought at times in the series the Hawks were real bad at it. I thought in game three the forwards did a great job, not just with their back pressure on rushes, but also when defensemen needed an out, those guys were there. I was really impressed with that. What sort of change do you think they made a significant change from game two to game three, or are guys just finally where they were supposed to be?
No, I think they did. And Barry, you know what that results from is a third guy high in the offensive zone. It all starts in the offensive zone, and you know it's great to have.